On a hike.
All right, Bears-Packers post-game. Bears got demolished. I don't even know what the fucking final was. I don't know if anyone knows it off the top of their head.
41-25. 41-25.
So the Bears scored in the 20s. That's good to know.
There you go.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, so that's great. This podcast is brought to you by Miller Lite. Obviously, 2020 is the year of cancellations. And as we just passed Thanksgiving and more holidays arrive, I will be saying farewell to one more tradition, the work holiday party. But it turns out most of us really didn't like those parties anyway. And with the work parties canceled, we can get something we actually want for the holidays, more time with our real friends, or as we call it, Miller time. Dave, I know you're out in New York, so it's great to do this over Zoom because it's a different opportunity here. So do you enjoy some Miller Lights watching the game?
Yeah, I had a long day of travel. I was at the airport by about 7 this morning. Had a couple great tasting West filling Miller Lights there. Had one on the flight as well. That hit the spot. And then I had one with my grandpa. I hadn't seen my grandpa in about a year. I had one with him tonight. And then here I am in Manhattan. And I had a few during the game. And that was the only good thing about today, aside from seeing my family.
For sure. So to celebrate all that extra Miller time with your real friends this season, whether it's virtual or not, get great tasting, less feeling Miller Lite delivered by going to MillerLite.com and find the delivery options near you. Tis Miller time. And if you're in LA, check out Farewell Work Holiday Parties, the exhibit at LACMA, Los Angeles County Museum of Art, this season, November 21st through January 7th. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. So, yeah, if you're a Bears fan.
You say it was the LACMA? What, could you repeat the museum title, Ed, just so our listeners know where the museum and the exhibit's located at?
Yeah, one second here. It's LACMA, yeah. Mm-hmm. LA County Museum of Art.
Nice.
Go check that out.
Nice.
All right, we got our doors blown off. I guess we'll start with Mitch. I mean, Carl, I think the floor goes to you, man.
I think he looked fine. He had that big pick in the end zone that was stupid. He had the face mask turnover. He had the other pick in the second half. The pick in the first half on the first drive when it was, 9-3, 10-3, 13-3, 13-3. That's a bad interception. Now, I want to know what you guys think about this. Did the offense look improved under Mitch, do you guys think?
I think Mitch looked like Mitch. I'll be honest. Like, I think what you saw, he could move the ball, but then when it comes time to, you know, get points on the board to finish the drive, I just don't think he struggled with that. He's clearly struggled with that. The first pick was bad. There was a safety over the top for help, so he threw in a double coverage. The second pick might have been worse. That wasn't a triple coverage. I don't know how you can say he wasn't bad because I thought he was just as bad.
I think bad's relative, right? We have to compare it to what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. And so I think if we're going to say that Mitch looked worse than Nick Foles has the last two games out,
well, can I ask you a question? Why are we bothering comparing him to Nick Foles? Like that?
Well, no, I'm actually just answering his question because he's like, I don't know how you could say Mitch looks bad. And so then my answer to I don't know how you could say Mitch looks bad is I think it's a relative thing for the Bears. And so relative to the last two games out, the Bears had what, 3 points at half? I mean, don't make me go through it. This isn't like a Mitch versus Nick thing, but – you know, the Bears gave up 41 fucking points. You guys want to start with me and Mitch? Why? Because I've been talking about Mitch so much. You guys don't like my 4 a.m. videos? Defense gave up 41 fucking points.
No, I think,
I think if the defense comes out and plays like they did against the Saints in the first half, like they did against the Titans, then I think maybe we're having a conversation about this team showing up and stealing a victory. Maybe you could even think about it. But they gave up 4 touchdowns in the first half. They didn't get a stop until the second half. You know, I mean, who the fuck's competing here? Who the fuck competed on defense tonight? I'll say Mitch competed tonight more than fucking most of those guys on the defensive side of the ball.
The defense has been asked to not just keep them in football games, but to more or less
– they gave up 27 first half points.
Provide offense. Like, we've got to the point over the course of the last now 6 games – excluded tonight, they put up 25 points, but where you're begging the defense to score a defensive touchdown.
They gave up 27 first-half points. They didn't get a stop in the first half. First possession, 7.5 minutes, right down their throats.
fuck it.
I mean, not having Akeem Hicks is obviously, I think, the biggest story, because Akeem Hicks doesn't let you run the ball down his fucking throat.
Of course.
I'm interested in what Ed has to say, though, because we're deep in this podcast, and Ed, you're the Bears guy. I know you've got the best opinions out of all of us. You know, you're not a meatball reactionary guy like me. I think you're more level-headed.
I was genuinely – listen, this podcast was going to start one of two ways. It was going to start with a guy we drafted number two overall who was getting the reins back after 6 weeks or whatever, or it was going to start with our defense having their worst game probably that we've seen in the last 3 years, give or take.
I mean, it was right? – That was a Trestman defense, and I'll stop now because I'm doing most of the talking now. But that was a Trestman defense.
It was bad. I just want to start with Mitch. I just want to see where we're at on that, if we were hot or cold on him.
That was the storyline. That was all anybody could talk about. Mitch is, you know, he's saying he's healthy. The shoulder feels good. He's back. I mean, I watched that pregame hype up, get the boys around in a circle, and it got me juiced up, got me gassed up. Like I was like, all right, like that's. But I said it on Twitter, it was like, he does everything right up until he steps over that white line. And then it's just not like, he's just not an NFL. He's not a starting caliber NFL quarterback. And you can make the argument Nick Foles isn't either. So it's like, I don't care about either one of those guys. Like, I don't want to sit here and be like, well, Mitch was better than Nick Foles. Well, great. Fucking cares. Like,
so I watched the game with.
I think he cares from the perspective of someone was going to say was Mitch bad tonight? Like, I mean, yeah, relatively speaking, yeah, Mitch was, okay, was objectively bad.
Right. Objectively bad compared to what good quarterbacks look like across the NFL, not just in his own locker room. So like that should be the standard, not Nick Foles. And I thought he looked bad. He had some throws that he missed like well out of bounds, and it's just like. Every time, even when he makes the right read, it's just like it's off a little bit to the right. It's off a little bit to the left. It's not like that tight. You're putting it on the guy. You're bent. You're stepping into the pocket. You're hitting it. He's just not that good.
And two drop touchdown passes on the first drive. Anybody got comments on that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was good defense. Good defense against Allen Robinson, and good defense against Allen Robinson. And you know, I'd like to see Cole Kmet come down with that. But yeah. So you get seven there instead of three. You lose. I don't know. They had the 15 points at the end, but fourth quarter. But they got fucking smoked. They were never in the game. I'm.
Is it Nagy? Can we go Nagy now? Because I mean, dude, when the defense doesn't even come out to play. I mean, my thing is, it would take extraordinary circumstances for Mitch to have won the game tonight, right? You would have needed a defensive touchdown, big plays, at least a couple stops in the first half. And I would argue if they got at least held Green Bay to three touchdowns, if it's 21-10 going into halftime and you get the ball, maybe the pep talk's a little different than 27-10. Maybe it's 21-17. And even then, you're still begging for circumstances to win the game. I mean, again, they're plus, what, 350? It opened up like that for a reason. Yeah. Green Bay's a great team. You know, we can go down the line, make all these checks. But the defense really – and it sucks because it's like the one – fucking time in the entire year where it wouldn't matter if we had the all Madden fucking pro team from the video game out playing on the offensive side of the ball. You're down four touchdowns and four possessions from the Packers in the first half of the game. It's just,
yeah, no, I mean, yeah, the defense was pathetic tonight, and it was, you know, I mean, it's just like, it's fucking Aaron Rodgers though too. It's right on that first possession where they're driving down, it's like, all right, we got him on third down. Rodgers is buying time in the pocket, and he just kind of, you know, he zips one into the end zone, and Adams goes up and gets it, and it's like, fuck. Like as that play was going on, it's like, all right, we're going to be able to hold him to three. Red zone defense, we've been doing it all year. And then it's just Aaron Rodgers just makes a play, and it's like that's the difference. Like, he's just a guy who's going to carve up this team, and you're right, Carl, and Ed, I think you said it too. Dave probably said it too. No, Akeem Hicks fucking kills you, because now it's like you can't do anything. And, you know, Roquan isn't protected up front by Akeem Hicks, so he doesn't look as good. It's just a chain reaction of events where it's like the defense can't get off the field. I don't know if it's about effort or whatever. I just think the Packers are just, without Akeem Hicks, and they're just a much better team. And Rodgers, you know, they look great. And the Bears, this is Nagy is now 0-3 coming off a bye. John Fox was also 0-3 coming off a bye. They haven't won a game coming off a bye. I think it was 2012 or 2013 with John Fox. So it's just like, yeah, if you want to talk about Nagy, yeah, the preparation, there's issues there. There's issues obviously on the offensive line. Quarterback is a big fucking problem. You can't win without a competent quarterback, and they just don't have it. And it's not Mitch, and it breaks my heart. It's not Mitch. It's definitely not Mitch, and it's not Nick Foles either. So we're gonna have to just fire fucking everyone and start this process over again whenever they hold the next COVID draft. I don't know who it's gonna be, but it is over now. Like now, it's just like you just have to limp to the end of these last six games, and it's almost like you root for losses at this point. Get a top 10.
I was just about to ask that. It's at that point, right?
I'm not a tank guy. Like I always just think winning's better than losing.
Yeah.
They're not going to though. I mean, the Cardinals are 6-5. I mean, I'm not saying that I think the Bears are going to come back, but if the Cardinals are 6-5, the Bears are 5-6. Like it's just not going to.
They get the Lions and then the Texans. And I know the Jags linger somewhere.
Yeah. That's just not how, you know, that's just not how the NFL operates. It's not how the team's going to operate, but
Ed, on that note, can I say this again? The schedule goes Lions, Texans. Does it then go Texans, Jags?
I think I know Jags are like right after Christmas or something like that.
I mean, is it worst case scenario the Bears win the next three games and get to 8-6? And then we like go into the Packers game end of the year. We're like, all right, boys, fucking it, man.
Lions, like, Texans, Vikings, Jaguars.
Lions, Texans, Vikings, Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Lions fired Patricia today, but like I can't even think about, like I can't think of time. I can't like play. It's like the old Jim Mora playoffs.
They're 9-6. They're 9-6.
I just want to win a fucking game. Like this team stinks. And without, you know, Akeem Hicks, he was a game time decision. Keep going back to that, but they can't do. I mean, it is the Jim Mora. They can't do diddly poo on offense. They stink. They can't block anybody. They can't, you know, do simple offensive schemes. This team is going nowhere fast. So I don't really care who is left on the schedule. They might get a couple of wins, but it's bad right now. It's as bad as it's been.
It's hard to say that knowing that our next game is on Sunday. That's December 6th on that day. And even right now presently, but it's November 29th. We will be without a win since October 18th. And when you can't win in that stretch, when you go winless in November, it's just so hard to talk yourself into playoffs. You know, it just as a fan, I obviously know where the team stands, but it's so hard to talk yourself into it. Five straight losses is. This is cruel. This season was cruel. That's the best way to put it.
Like really not looking for, you know, like the Texans aren't good. Obviously, like they fired their coach. The Lions have fired their coach. Having to play Deshaun Watson and just having to like rip off that Band-Aid or put salt in the wound or however you want to say it, like we have to watch that guy. And
I think that's worse than us winning those games and then putting us in position for Aaron Rodgers to just murder us last week. Like, would you rather lose to the Texans or would you rather beat the Texans, honestly?
Oh, I was just saying that the fact that they're on the schedule feels like cruel. Like, you know, like it's clearly not Mitch, and it's just like we had to see the Mahomes thing already. And now we're going to have to do the same storylines again with Watson. Like that on its own just fucking sucks. Like that sucks.
Yeah, I just don't know how much it matters. Like we talk about all those teams, like, yeah, they're not that good, but we fucking suck too. Like, right.
Probably saying the same thing. They're probably saying like, oh, we got the Bears on the schedule. Maybe we win this one. We win that one. We got to win against the Bears and who knows.
Exactly. And I don't know. I mean, talking tonight, like Aaron Rodgers and schematically, like a lot of teams have done this. A lot of teams have picked on Trevathan, but he's just so smart, and it looks like he did it so much more.
Yep.
Trevathan was so out of place so many times. I mean, Robert Quinn, I mean, that guy, we signed him for $70 million. Like Ryan Pace, what the fuck, dude? Like, huge fucking mistake not putting that money into the offensive line and getting some fucking – yep. Hungry fucking defensive end that could be opposite Khalil Mack. And I mean, he can do much worse than what Robert Quinn's doing.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking pathetic, man. It's pretty pathetic.
It's bad. And you know, it sucks to see Leonard Floyd is having a breakout year too. So, and not that Leonard Floyd was some great player here. He wasn't, but it's just, and I don't know if you pick up that odd. I don't know, but it's just like the whole thing. It just seems like every decision, every first round pick he's ever had, with the exception of Roquan, it's just been a flop. And you can't be a good team if you consistently miss at the top of the draft. And Pace, he has routinely missed at the top of the draft.
It's been his biggest wart. I thought he looked fine again tonight. But like we've said, I thought Mooney looked good. He's found a couple to his credit, which is not much. He's found a couple mid-round players that have been very good. I think Amos, we saw him tonight. I don't know how he's been for Green Bay this year, but he signed a good deal. That was a Nagy pick, right? I don't know if that's correct or not. But what I wanted to say was, in spite of all the shit that has been the last 2 years for the Bears, we've said it multiple times, and I think we are all in agreement with it, that Nagy always had this team ready to play, at least effort-wise. And tonight, against your fucking arch rival, one of the biggest in sports, they threw up an egg. You want to know what I did during the third quarter? I was asked to do a video with Coach Duggs where I opened up fucking baseball cards on a live stream. And I'm like, you know what? I will do that. Because that team fucking quit. It's the first time you can fucking say that. And I think, in my opinion, that was the death rattle tonight. That was the death rattle. You have to fire everybody. That's your arch rival on Sunday Night Football, and you got your fucking dick stopped. It was 41-25, I think. It wasn't even that close.
I mean, it was 41-10, and then the Bears got two garbage time touchdowns. So, I mean, it was
a fucking bloodbath. It was surgical by Green Bay, and the Bears just threw up an egg. And going off of what Carl was talking about earlier, like, can you really blame the defense? They could only carry you on their back so far up a mountain until they just finally lose their legs and say, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm not saying that they just quit, but in the back of their head, it's human nature where they got to be, you know what, fuck this season. Like, it's
a different loss. It was a different loss where the defense was just, like, laid on us. Like, just come and take it. Not where before where it's like, okay, oh, there's a big play. Take it to the house. A little momentum here. Maybe there's a comeback. And so, no, the defense, it was just, like, four touchdowns and four possessions in the first half. And the time of possession was – what the word we've been throwing around was cruel tonight. Time of possession for the Packers was cruel, Dave.
It is what it is. That's on the head coach. Like, I didn't even know that stat, to be honest, though. They haven't won a bye in 6 years, like, coming off a bye.
Yeah, I know Nagy's been awful.
Nagy's 0-3. Fox is also 0-3.
So, this is – like, you had 2 weeks to prepare for your fucking arch rival, and you got decimated. Fuck that. And I know there's injuries. I'm sure Green Bay has injuries, too. Everybody does this time of year. Brutal. And you know what? Green Bay's coming off a week. I watched them play last week. They looked like fucking shit against Jacksonville. They won because Jacksonville sucks. But they didn't look good.
Yeah. I mean, they had two guys with over 4 yards of carry. Like they were just doing whatever they wanted offensively. You know, and Rodgers is Rodgers. I think he threw for four touchdown passes tonight. It was just like the Bears. It was pretty odd. Like, to me, when they had the big breakout run by Montgomery down inside, where they get down inside the five and you walk away with three, right in that moment, I was like, we're fucked, because you can't have it, you know, a possession inside the 5 yard line in a game like that and not convert. The Packers had missed like the extra point. It was like, ooh, maybe you got a little something. And it's just like, nope. The Cole Kmet couldn't come down with it. Allen Robinson, like, and the Allen Robinson one, and even the Cole Kmet one, like, that's, the Packers get paid too. Like, they made some, you know, they got the defense, got some hands in there, like, made some plays, but it's just like, you got to make plays in that area, and they just couldn't do it. And it was just like, that's the story of the Bears. Like, they just,
I wouldn't call the Robinson, like, that was just defense. It was good play. Yeah. 50-50 ball, just didn't go his way. It was a coin flip. If, like, this whole podcast is obviously somber, and we all fucking hate this team. I do want to give a quick shout out to Allen Robinson. He obviously has a little contract dispute. He plays his fucking dick off. He's one guy. And I'm not saying that Mac or any of the leaders on him quit. I'm saying that Allen Robinson, in spite of wanting to get paid, in spite of not having a quarterback to get him the ball consistently, I fucking love the guy. I love that guy. He's awesome. And he goes and gets fucking played and turns into a perennial Pro Bowler, putting up 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns every year. I just don't know if that's going to be with the Bears. I mean, you have to fucking blow this team up. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. I mean, like, we're going to do the same cycle over again, I would think, right? Does anybody think Nagy survives this? Is there any way for him to survive
this? I have such little faith and such little, you know, you can never predict what the Bears are going to do. The Bears are such a weird organization. I have no read on them whatsoever. How can you, you know, my gut says that they stay.
We need to infiltrate the Bears organization. Like, we need to figure out where Ted Phillips gets his car, like, serviced. Or just, like, some kind of – just start there. Like, where do they order lunch from? And just kind of just start mulling our way in there so we can at least maybe influence something here, guys. Yeah. It is – I think it's just a sad reality. It's just a sad reality because we do care – I don't know. I care a lot. I care a lot about that Bears are good and that it means something that you have – the time tonight, this was a big deal on the calendar. This is a big deal over the last couple of days looking ahead. The Packers fucking 5-5. Like, it just meant – I know not just me. I know a lot of people listen. It's like, it just matters. Like, it's fucking – you plan around it. Like, you get together. You get the dinner. Like, and you just wait. And we deserve better for how much we fucking care. Whether or not that day comes, it's in somebody's hands. God knows we don't trust them.
Well, right. This reminds me of – remember they had the big article last year about the Pace, Nagy, Trubisky, the quarterback search? They had the big expose about Mahomes versus Watson. And, like, the thing that stuck out more than anything else was that Pace put – like, he wouldn't let John Fox be a part of the process because he knew he was going to fire him a year in advance. And it's just like, if you think that guy sucks, but you're just not firing him because of optics, you want to seem like the organization is more stable, even though you yourself think he's so bad that you can't even tell him who you're drafting and you don't want his input on who the quarterback's going to be at number two. Like, that is like the most backwards, fucked up thinking ever. And like, that story still, like, I can't get it out of my head. And if it's like that, if that's his primary concern about, what the organization looks like from a stability standpoint, then you have to be fired too.
Or is that his concern? Is that up top too? I don't know.
The Trib article made it seem like that was Pace's thing. Like, Pace excluded John Fox because he was going to replace him with somebody. So John Fox wanted Watson. I don't care about you. I like Trubisky, and I'm drafting for the next coach anyways, who ended up being Nagy. And so it's like, I have not been able to get past that with Pace because it bothered me in the moment when I read it, because it was like, well, then now you just missed out on Kyle Shanahan and all these coaches who are available in that cycle who are great coaches. But you just said you punted on that because you were worried about what people might think about the Bears and firing a guy after 2 years because you just fired Trestman after three. And it's just like, this is fucked. And it's 2 years for Trestman. So you didn't want to go back-to-back two years. But it's like, you knew he wasn't the guy, and so you exclude him from the process only for trivial, trite reasons. And now, like, we're fucked again, and now you got to fire everybody.
Obviously, the Bears sucked when he was here. That's a guy who's been around football for fucking ever. It's not like he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, I don't even care about that. I don't even care about, like, John Fox wasn't involved in the process. It was telling to me that he was like, this guy's so out, I just don't want to fire him right now. Well, it's like, well, then you delayed Trubisky's development by a year because he has to learn a whole new system in year two. Like, the whole process and the whole thinking was just backwards. And they didn't, you know, so now it's just like, let's just can everybody. Just start over and try to get it right. New GM, new coach, just hire a GM, like, start that process, hire a headhunter now. Find your GM, find your coach, and find your quarterback, because that's the Ed, you're the big tripod guy talking about the offense. That's the tripod. You need a coach, you need a GM, you need a quarterback. That's what the foundation of every strong team is, and the Bears just don't have it, and they haven't had it in 35 years.
Chief, you said that you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
That whole, story, the Trib art.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I completely forgot about that, and I want to say fuck you to remind me about it.
All right, my apologies.
Apology accepted.
All right.
I watched a game with Big Cat PFT and Billy Football Night, and right after, that first drive by Green Bay, it took up like 8 minutes almost, and I could kind of – I kind of figured how the game was going to go. I'm like – I looked at Dan, like, do you think it's best if they just get their fucking tits blown off their chest and so badly that they can't possibly bring any of these guys back come Monday? I mean, it's not going to happen. They never – they don't fire in season. That's just how the Bears operate. And honestly, nothing changes anyway, so might as well just ride it out at this point. But
it's speculation at this point. I said, what was it, week two or week three? If the Bears don't make the playoffs and want Ryan Pace fired, I'm sticking with it. Doesn't look like they're making it. I want a fresh start.
Yeah.
I think we'll end on that. Are you guys there? Do you guys want him gone or what?
No, I think you're in a good spot, Ed. I think we're in a good spot. I think there's plenty of stuff we can talk about throughout the rest of the week. And right now I have some wounds I need to heal.
Yep, I agree.
Yep, sell the team. Start over.
Sell the T-shirt.
Sell the T-shirt. Sell the team.
I'll see you guys, Dave. Good luck with the luck with the thing.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing out here. But
well, good luck with it. That was a nice gesture from Carl. You could just say thank you.
I said thank you.
Okay, all
right. I look forward to moving merch tomorrow.
All guys.
No breaks.
Fuck this team.
DJ, play that shit.
DJ, play the shit.
Shit.
Balls. See you tomorrow, guys.
All right, later, guys.
Night.
Hey, wait, hold on. I'm good for a draft tomorrow.
Okay.
That's at 11 in my time, you said?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm out on radio tomorrow or today. Tomorrow and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
All what right. You guys all need
right. Anything? Yep, sounds good, man. See ya.
Hey, chill the fuck out. Oh, well, this is nice.
All right, see ya.
Is there anything, like, seriously?
No, I think you're good, man. Good, man. Just have a good trip.
Yeah, so I fuck radio. I was going to say, like, I could call in, but no.
Don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah.
See you, Dave.
All right, later.